This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today is a bright and sunny day across Israel. Temperatures in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are warm and welcoming, perfect for a day outdoors. In Haifa, a gentle breeze adds to the pleasant atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF struck South Lebanon despite a renewed ceasefire. At least five people were reportedly killed, including a Lebanese soldier. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes from earlier this hour that the U.S. and Qatar plan to unfreeze billions in Iranian funds for humanitarian purposes. Also this hour, Ynet details how Witkoff heads to Switzerland for talks as Iran pushes for sanctions relief. Lebanon reports deaths in IDF strikes as Iran threatens the U.S. Separately, Axios has previously reported that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could risk unraveling ongoing negotiations. And finally, I-24 News reveals from earlier reporting that Netanyahu is working behind the scenes to influence the Iran deal. Reaction has been swift on social media. Emily Schrader, an activist and commentator, posted just minutes ago criticizing the White House's handling of PR related to Iranian funds. She argues that the U.S. administration is distracting from the issue of enabling funds to reach Iran. Jake Wallace Simons, a journalist, shared a sobering piece earlier today discussing health and fitness concerns. Meanwhile, IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, announced just minutes ago that a Lebanese soldier was killed in an Israeli strike in southern Lebanon, despite the recent ceasefire. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strikes in South Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that the attack occurred despite a renewed ceasefire agreement. The strike resulted in the deaths of at least five individuals, including a Lebanese soldier. This escalation raises concerns about the stability of the ceasefire and the potential for further conflict in the region. Turning to the U.S. and Qatar's plan to unfreeze Iranian funds, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the deal aims to release $6 billion for humanitarian goods, like food and medicine. This move could ease tensions, but also raises questions about compliance and monitoring. The implications for regional diplomacy are significant, as it could influence Iran's actions and the broader geopolitical landscape. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that Witkoff is heading to Switzerland for crucial talks as Iran seeks sanctions relief. This comes as Lebanon reports casualties from the IDF strikes, adding tension to the negotiations. With Kushner and Qatar's PM already in Switzerland, the stakes are high for diplomatic progress. This development could impact future U.S.-Iran relations and regional stability. In a related development, Axios previously reported on Iran's missile launch at Israel. This is the first such act since the ceasefire and poses a serious threat to ongoing negotiations. The move could reignite conflict and complicate diplomatic efforts. The region's security dynamics are at a critical juncture, affecting both civilian safety and international relations. Finally, I-24 News shares insights on Netanyahu's behind-the-scenes efforts to influence the Iran deal. According to sources, the Israeli Prime Minister is leveraging right-wing media and allies in the U.S. Senate to apply pressure. This strategy is part of Israel's broader resistance to changes in Lebanon's stance and its implications for Israeli security. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports from earlier this week that OpenAI is under investigation for its ChatGPT safety practices. Several U.S. states are demanding information about child safety and data handling. This probe could impact OpenAI's operations and its IPO plans. Separately, a study covered by Globes earlier reveals that the public sector in Israel is attracting fewer talented employees. Over a decade, there's been a decline in high-ability individuals joining this sector. This trend raises concerns about the effectiveness and innovation of public services. And finally, the Times of Israel Tech reports from earlier this month that Nemetschek has acquired Firmus AI in a deal worth tens of millions. The acquisition aims to reduce construction risks using AI technology. This move highlights Israel's growing influence in tech-driven solutions for global industries. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.